relax and get loose while I put you up on game. The Figure Booth with Josh and Nate, this that podcast, folk. Those in the know, Batman versus Iron Man, how would it go? We talking one of a kind, collectibles, Mezco toys are respectable. It's unacceptable if it's not in the packaging. Nate don't take pics if you ain't rapping it. Nate's dirty tricks are always happening, but damn it, man, don't you be stressing. Round here we believe in plastic confessions. We trying to figure out the figures that's gonna stand the test of time. That G.I. Joe handmade hit me in the spine. There's perfection in the way that these toys are made. But I also wanna know, do I pick Wade or Slade? So this is where I come to kick it with the guys. The Figure Booth, like, comment, and subscribe.
Hello and welcome to the Figure Booth podcast, here where we talk about the modern day collectors and the ups and downs that they go through. We go over weekly pre-orders, we share our plastic confessions, and we even do interviews with those in the toy community. I'm your host, Josh, aka Prime to the First, and I'm joined by my friend, co-host, Figure Fan underscore Nate.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. You've reached episode 82, which we're calling, Who Said That?
Who Said That? Huh? Huh? Sorry, beef? What do you want? Heard that. Wait, you in the back. What's going on?
Yeah. Was that you? Who said that? They said what?
Yeah. And then commotion gets started. And then you, next you know, you're ready to throw it down for something that possibly could have been perhaps said or overheard.
Right.
Rumors.
Or taken out of context, maybe.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Taken out.
That's the big
so
one.
So why come up with this Who Said That title? What's the synopsis behind what we're going to dive into and talk about?
Yeah, so this is one of our more popular episodes from the past, The Haters.
Oh, yeah. We love them.
We love them and we hate them. Yes.
Yeah.
But like dealing with haters and really just like a refresh of the topic. You know, things have changed. Times have changed. We're seeing new figures being released that are probably going to get a lot of hate.
Oh.
Things that are happening in the community that... you know, create hate, and it's more of a view on, you know, why hating can be bad, why hating can be good.
Yeah.
And man, there used to be a time in my life where if you were going to say something mean to someone, you at least had to pick up the phone and do it. Right. Like I knew it was,
and then have like me. Operator, can you connect me to number four?
Number four, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you had to use a phone. You had to call them.
You never talked smack to anybody at school? Like you're like, I'm gonna tell Billy his mama joke, but I'm gonna wait till I get home. And then you're like, right. You call Billy?
I guess if it wasn't in person,
okay.
The only way I could do it was by calling on the phone. It's usually like a rotary line at my house. I got the dial, you know, going on.
Damn, so you would call somebody like you? I'm like, how would you get a hold of this person?
First of all, you got to make sure they're home when you're calling, right? Like, are they home? Like, oh, shit, he's not home. We'll call them back later.
You have their contact info. So maybe you were friends with them. And then
I knew the person, probably. Yeah.
And then you want to talk shit to them.
Right. And by the time, you know, I'd have to call back and they're not home. And
You left messages with their mom or dad or something. You're like, hey, can you tell Mario that? F him, and next time he comes over, he's not going to play in? with my G.I. Joes. Yeah, fuck Josh.
Oh, he's still out? Okay.
See, mostly, I talk shit, like, in front of people, like, right to your face. I think a lot of times now, we deal with, like, you know, the term, the keyboard warriors, or even, like, you know, in those AOL chat rooms, I'm dating myself, but everyone got really brave. You can talk smack to anybody because nobody knew who you were, like, you know?
Yeah.
Or you go on those threads of customizers or on Reddit, and everyone just, it's so easy to bash anybody because you're safe. No one knows where you live and no one has your phone number. No one's going to be calling your house.
Exactly.
But in person, that's a whole, like, I mean, if I'm going to talk shit in real, like I'm going to really get into it, then I'll do it face to face and hey, face the consequences. You live to fight another day, Craig. You live to fight another day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm trying to get at really is like you either had to call somebody that you knew their phone number.
Sorry, that just makes me laugh. Like, I wouldn't have anybody's number that I want to talk shit to. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm gonna call Nate. I know we were cool. We had a cool time yesterday, but I'm gonna talk shit to him now.
Yeah, I don't like him anymore. Or you had to look somebody in the eye to prime the point. You had to, you know, see them in the face, and you had to, you had to say what you're going to say, and then deal with the consequences at that point. And that usually meant that you weren't going to say that first thought that came to your mind, the first thing that you're like, "Oh, I'm going to hate on this guy," and
if you did, you'd get like a good, you know, punch to the face or something, or or something, some type of consequence, you know, because we've all been, at least for myself, we've been in that position where you do say that first thing that comes to your mind. You're like, "Oh, fuck this guy," and they're like, "Wait, who's?" They're like, "Who said that?" And you're like, "Shit, that was me." And then you get popped, you know, or you get pushed, or all of a sudden, you know, it becomes a shoving game, and you're waiting to throw the first punch.
Right. You couldn't be like
but that's kind of like the Yeah, you can't just stay quiet, because that's the whole idea. Like, who's that's the first thing that pops into anyone's head. It's like you hear someone talking shit, especially to you, and you're like, "Who said that? Who's ready to come on, step on up?"
Exactly.
I mean, come on, we don't know.
That's user 91219 just said, you know, our screens, our phones, our laptops, they distort reality. And for a lot of people that means saying the rudest, meanest thing that can come to your mind. Without ever in a million years being able to see that person in person and have to deal with those consequences face to face. You know, it's just like you see a lot of bravery because of that.
You got a big screen, you got a big keyboard,
right?
You're a big dude or a big person.
Yeah. And basically what we're trying to say is social media has just made it easy for people you don't even know. And we'll probably never know in real life. Be a hater on, you know, whatever social media you decide to be a part of, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is. They say mean things and they won't even think about it. But that stuff can sting, you know. It's hard not to take that stuff personally. And, you know, you got to think, you know, it's not always a negative thing. And if you start giving people a reaction or some type of emotion, that's exactly what they want. They're showing that they're getting to you. They're showing that you're mad. You know, you're doing something in response. That's exactly what they're looking for.
And some people just thrive off of that. Like, they love spreading toxicity. Like, there's, hey, we are all types of walks of creatures. And some of us just like spreading poison. Like, that's just how some of us are. Some of us have the immunity to not let it affect us. But others, like, we're super, some of us are super sensitive to that toxicity. So it's really like focusing on that personal brand. Like, if you're, if that's really what you're about, I mean, you're going to find your own circle where people thrive off of that. There's no denying that. I think no matter how hard we try to be like, "Hey, let's all just get along. Let's all just be positive." There's going to be that room for toxicity. And to a certain extent, it can be healthy in small doses, right? It could give you a different perspective. Like, if it's someone's hating on you personally, whether it's like for your social media content that you're providing, or for your brand, whatever you're doing with your own personal creativity, if whether it's haters, sometimes they can push you in a different direction where it gives you a perspective to be like, "Hey, you know what? I need to level up, or I need to pivot. And, you know I can do better." A lot of times we are our own self worst critics, but then that outside feedback, that's sometimes the one that hurts the most. But a lot of times, like, I don't think it's completely off the wall, unless it's, you got to take it with a grain of salt and not let it get to you so much. Just be like, "You know what? Yeah, maybe they're all right. Maybe the lighting could be better. Or, you know what? Maybe my product could be a little bit sharper or more cleaner. All right, I'll go back to the drawing board, refine the process, and then come back better." So now there's like, what else can they say? And ultimately, you know, there's that saying, like, if you have people hating on you, then you're obviously doing something right, because you got their attention. And that's always a positive. Like, that's a plus.
Yeah, exactly. I like that you're focusing on the benefits of haters, because a hater thinks that they are only spewing out negativity and not giving anything positive. But haters actually bring a lot of positivity. A lot of positive things, I should say, not positivity. to one point that Prime talked about, it might make you want to rethink what you're doing, not because you believe in what they're saying, but there's room for criticism. And I'll take criticism all day as long as it's constructive. When you have a hater that's telling you that you have a shitty product, it's not like I'm believing that person, but maybe it's like, you know, I've been thinking about switching this up. And this hater kind of is the fuel to the fire that I needed. To make that change, to rebrand, to make a new product, whatever it is that you do out there. So that's a benefit of a hater. You know, think of it that way. They're encouraging you to do better.
Yeah, they encourage you to try to prove them right. So then a lot of times we're like, okay, that's easy. I'm going to prove you wrong because I don't suck, or I'm not a loser, or my product doesn't suck, or whatever the right. case may be. You know, use that fuel and turn it against them. And it's not like they're ever going to be like, hey, great job. You proved me wrong. No, they're probably going to come back and either not acknowledge it or nothing. There's no expectation. That's the hardest part, is we can't expect some type of satisfaction from when we try to prove, because at the end of the day, you're not proving anybody right or wrong. It right. should be just, you know, for yourself, for your own self gratification of, hey, I know I can push myself better. And maybe I was at one level or a certain criteria at one point, and am I making progress? You know, and we've kind of talked about that too. Like, we don't want to be stagnant. And that's in all aspects of life, whether it's your career, personal mm-hmm. life, professional, hobby. Like, you don't want to be just stagnant, or even within your collection. Like, there should always be some type of goals where you're progressing towards either maybe a complete collection or a more high-end collection, or maybe just a collection that you feel, hey, I can display it to my own satisfaction. There has to be some type of hamster wheel going on, whether it's within your hobby or, let's say, a different type of hobby, like, you know, working out or whatever the case may be. Like, there has to be progress, so this way you don't feel so stagnant or stuck in the mud, so to speak.
That's a great point, a great way to look at it, you know. And there's other positivities too from having a hater come onto your page. They're increasing your engagement.
Oh yeah. You know, especially when they talk shit about you.
Yeah, if they're gonna come in and talk shit and you know follow you, hey, thanks for following, by the way.
And hopefully they make a post about it in a reel.
Yes.
They're like, oh, Nate sucks. All my followers, look at this guy, he sucks. And then they're like, oh, that guy's actually pretty cool. Like, all
right, man, I just got 10 new followers today. Thanks a lot, dude. You know, you're bringing people. You're creating engagement by commenting on that person's post. So your negative thing to say is helping them in the algorithm. You know, because then the post that you see a ton of comments on, there's probably a lot of argument going on.
Yeah.
But that post has like crap ton of likes, lots of comments.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going there because they want to feel like they're being heard. They want to say something about the conversation. That can be people dogpiling on the negative thing, mm-hmm. or it can show that you have a strong following and that your followers are coming in to support you. And that's really cool too. You know, it gives your followers a way to show their support. Like, hey, don't hate on Prime. You know, these arcades are awesome. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, you get a lot of beef, so I had to pick you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do have a lot of beef. Yeah.
You know, but like you have people that might come in and, you know, defend Prime and say like, hey, you know, Prime's awesome. Like, what are you talking about? Look at this guy. He's a 12-year-old that doesn't even make anything. Like, why don't you make something and then criticize this guy? Yeah, I'm just saying it's a good way
to come back.
Yeah, it's a good way to have your followers just show their support. Not that it's an expected thing. It's just, it's more reaffirming why you're getting the hate in the first place. You're doing something right. You've got people coming to your page that want to support you, that want to jump into these debates and, you know, just show that you have a strong fan base.
Yeah,
for sure. So it encourages others. You know, like I said, it's helping with the algorithm.
And sometimes the hate changes. Like, it's either a content creator or all the hate on a specific figure. And a lot of times, if you hear that the popular opinion of how this figure sucks so much, and you could possibly have it in your collection, you're like, oh, I didn't think it was that bad. I kind of liked it. Now you're like, oh, I don't want to be the only one that likes this figure. Like Toddy Mac gets a lot of hate for just his figures being crap. But there's a lot of Toddy Mac hardcore collectors who are like, I don't think his figures are crap. And I'm going to collect every single one of them, even Gold Label, even like the artist proof, that like they're just hardcore, which, hey, at the end of the day, that's kind of like the same attitude I wish most of us would have with just our own content, you know? It's just, to me, it's just crazy how I think Toddy Mac is a good example of like, he does get a ton of hate, but man, it doesn't even faze them. And I don't think it fazes the fans either. They're just like, yeah, we love it. Like, give us more. And at the end of the day, I'm like, sometimes you do have to like, I don't know what the saying is, but sometimes you do have to eat your own words, because you're like, he is pumping out you got to give him credit where credit's due. Mm-hmm. He is pumping out a ton of figures. He's pumping out figures that sometimes we wouldn't have gotten. The paint apps are on point. Articulation could be better, but he's making slight improvements in certain areas. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's like everyone loves Toddy Mac because he's giving us vehicles at such a killer price. And you see all the memes where it's like, HasLab was like this much, this is what you get. And then you get a Batmobile for like $60, $70, you know? So I don't know. It's that to me, that's a prime example of like, he gets so much hate. Yet he's like, all right, here's something else. Boom. Here's something like he doesn't, I'm sure he's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. But you know, it's just like, he's just dropping like product after product after, and like, he's unstoppable. He's almost untouchable right now, where it's like, damn, no matter how much hate you, like you gotta give him credit. Like, ah, man, he's that. Yeah. Bulletproof, man.
Yeah. For as much crap as people talk about Toddy Mac, that guy's making hand over fist money. You know, he is balling. Yeah. He's got licenses with DC. I mean, that stuff doesn't come cheap. So, yeah, I mean, hate him all you want, but the fact is, he's selling figures. He's making money. He's doing exactly what he wants to do.
Yeah. And his figures are on pegs. Like, it seems like the pandemic didn't affect his business strategy whatsoever, because other companies struggled. You saw like gaps with certain lines where you go and you're like, what the fuck is supposed to be here on the pegs? Nothing. But you look at the Toddy Max and it's like DC Multiverse, just Batman's fucking every single line, his gold stuff, like whatever, it's rare, it's somewhat easy to get. Excuse me. But you can, I've seen his figures time over. I'm like tripping over them in the aisles where I'm like, damn, I wish I kind of was a Toddy Mac fan, because I'd be getting all these hardcore, you know, gold label exclusive stuff, and you know, the palettes are just, I don't know, it's crazy. And you, the vehicles go on sale from time to time. Again, it's just like, it's something to kind of just acknowledge and give credit to.
Yeah, right. You know, because I saw a lot of people when he posted the pics of Batman and you know, the upcoming Flash movie, Batman's got a black belt, and you got a lot of the actually haters coming in. He has a gold belt and this is black. Well, first of all, you haven't seen the movie, so you don't really know what's
actually.
Yeah, but I see a lot of that from the hater pool is the actuallys.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna call. We're gonna call the actuallys
the correctors. How about that?
The correctors. Oh, better
they
than the
be
regulators.
Correct.
Yeah,
the correct. Yeah, yeah. People that just want to tell you that you're wrong. That's what I'm trying to get at.
I like
you
the actuallys.
The actuallys. Okay, we'll go with that. It's just people that can't help themselves but want to say something about they might think you're wrong. Maybe it's based in fact. Maybe it's just their opinion.
Yeah.
And rather than getting mad about that, like, well, you know, I didn't ask for it. Just say, hey, I respect your opinion. I don't agree with
actually,
it.
Actually, I don't care.
Yeah, but actually, this is my page, so please leave. You know, take it with a grain of salt. Don't get mad about it. You know, don't let it kill your momentum. Just kind of brush it off, because that's going to piss somebody off the most.
Oh man. Yeah.
If you show that you've got no, you know, it's not affecting you.
Yeah.
You're smiling, you're doing your thing, man, that creates some rage, because people want some kind of response. You know, they want some kind of anger to come from you. And if you don't give them that, man, that they'll probably actually start hating more. But eventually they're going to give up, because they'll realize that their efforts aren't really worth anything.
Yeah, there's no room for anger. Nothing but love here.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'm giving all y'all listeners just a virtual hug. Let's go. Let's have at it. It's all right. Get in the circle. Hug time. You know, take your shoes off. Let's all sit down. Relax. Get loose. Show me what them ankles do.
Show me what those ankles do. Yeah.
Show me. That's the first thing we ever do, like a meet and greet. We're going to set up a booth. We're going to be like, all right. Show me what the ankles do. All right, here's your sticker now. Now you get your sticker. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
If we're famous enough to get an autograph, here's your autograph.
I was just hoping for the sticker, and then I can tell them what the ankles do. Man, you went for autographs. Okay.
To get my autograph.
Come on,
I'll pay $5. Just ask for it. Just ask for it. But yeah, it's, you know, you're always going to have those differences of opinions, but stay strong in your own beliefs. You know, don't let someone change your mind or bully you into thinking differently. Yeah. And I see a lot of people that they'll get a dog pile going on where, you know, let's talk about the 89 Batman from this, because this is like the hot button right now.
Yep.
Everybody's talking about it. You know,
you hate it or you love it. And even if you love it, you still hate it. Like it's, everyone's clamoring to have it. Everybody wants it.
We called it. We knew it wasn't going to be the perfect figure. There's some flaws, but at the end of the day, like, it's tough. It's tough to be Mezco right now, because no matter which way you cut it, you slice it, it doesn't matter. However, that figure was going to come out. The chips were stacked up against them, because I mean, look at the time delay. It was 3 freaking years. Like, this figure couldn't. There's no way it could have came out perfect. And regardless of how the output is, it you're gonna find, like, I'm sure if these, if this figure even had one like small little scratch of paint missing or something, or like the emblem isn't perfectly painted, it's like, oh, you see, look at this crap.
Yeah, it's,
this emblem sucks, you know. Right, yeah, now we're seeing, you're seeing all the stuff, all the hate with the 89 Batman, and people are flipping them and crazy price. I've seen some mm-hmm. crazy prices, and people give that one person shit, but at the end of the day, like, one, I saw one where it was pretty high and I was like, oh, I don't know, but probably by the fifth hour it did sell. Who knows what the price was, but I'm sure that dude got, there was like 70 comments on there, and all like probably 60 of those comments were like, F your price, like sell it for retail. So it's like, at the same time though,
that's,
it's
weird.
A Mezco exclusive,
yeah,
right? It's a Mezco exclusive, you're not gonna get anywhere else. And then you do all the, like, I want to say half the comments were like, sell it for retail, you should sell it for retail. I'm like, so half those people wanted it,
yeah,
regardless of whatever the hate is. You wanted it, right? But now you're mm-hmm. telling the dude to sell it for retail? You're crazy. You know what the demand is on that figure right now? Because, like, it's almost, and crazy thing is, though, as much of a delay it was, this is the perfect time to drop 89 Batman.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, you got the Batmobile that people are picking up, you got the Batplane. Who doesn't want a Mezco 89 Batman to go with it?
Come on. Yeah, if you think of that, that's probably a big reason about why it came out when it did. You know, why there was such a delay. It would have been nice if they had explained that and said, hey, we got a delay until the Flash
until movie Flash.
Came out. You know, and maybe that's the reason. I don't know.
Yeah. We're going to go with that. It is the reason.
Yeah. But after 3 years, they're, and I think, you know, what Prime's saying with the body and everything, it's probably why it took so long, you know, on in addition to the movie.
Right.
They weren't getting the body right. It wasn't coming out right. And they can't just produce nothing. They have to say, after 3 years, we have to give fans something.
Oh my God.
At least give them a figure. You know, because people are rabid about this. We're getting emails about it. People are threatening my life because they're not, they don't have their Batmans. And, you know, they got to produce something. So I think if you like that figure, then hold on to that belief. You know, don't let a bandwagon of people that are being haters convince you otherwise. And I have a bad habit of being the one guy that wants to stand up in the room of haters and be like, hey, I like it, you know?
Yeah. That's tough. That takes courage.
Yeah. I mean, I have a hard time getting in the bandwagon. I know other people do that too. I'm not trying to be some, you know, just glorify myself. I'm just saying,
bandwagoner,
you know, like, I'm not going to let all that negativity change my opinion.
Right.
Cause I think I like how it looks. It's not perfect.
Right,
the body could use some work. The gray, I don't even have mine in hand, so I'm not speaking with experience here. I'm just going off what I see. I see a lot of that too, is people take a screenshot and they run with it, and the haters usually take the most poorly lit.
What's up with that? Like, let's pause on that real quick.
Yeah,
if you guys right now, the first hand picks, whoever this is to, anybody that gets a figure and you're the first one, take your time, breathe. Breathe. Smell the fig.
Okay, I got this.
And then
I got this.
Take your time and take a good fucking picture. For God's sakes, just get your lighting on point. Wipe your goddamn fucking lens so the picture is crisp and clean. Man, that was so frustrating seeing CCTV screen pictures. Like, it was a picture of a picture. Like, someone took a picture of a picture of the figure off of like a 10-inch rabbit-eared TV hooked up in like some Russian prison cell. I'm like, what? Why are these so fucking grainy? Like, am I playing Metal Gear Solid here? And I'm like, I don't know. It was crazy. Like, to me, the first-hand pictures, they're always the shit. Or, you know, they're so excited, they're all blurry. You know, it's like, chill the fuck out. You're probably are the first kid on the block to have this back, the figure. So do it right. Do the rest of us justice. Like, come on.
Yeah, no matter what,
please,
your post is going to blow up because people are interested in seeing it.
Do a live and then let the rest of us enjoy, and like,
you know, put away your
voyeurism at its max.
Yeah.
Put, do a live. You're going to get so many followers. I'm going to sit there in my corner and just watch you unbox the 89 Batman. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to say something hateful about this.
Oh. Does it smell good? Oh, that white powder. Is that white powder from the latex or is it cocaine?
You've been doing coke on this live, man.
You get your 89 Batman, you do a line, and man, that's it. Then you're hyped. You're like, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Like,
seriously, what? Yes. Perfect.
Yeah, you know.
Round robin.
Full circle. That's the way we do it around here.
Yeah. I don't know where you're going with that. But
oh, yeah, to take your time with the first picks.
Yeah, put away your Motorola Sidekick for a second. Don't use your kitchen light to light it.
No.
Because that's bad. You know, yeah. Just take the extra 5 minutes. It takes 5 minutes to set up just
don't
some
be
good
using
lights.
Your lighter as a light. Like, I
yeah,
saw...
don't use your lighter, right. Come on. It's nighttime. You just got it in. You've got
Eric, I'm going to take a picture right now. It's 2 in the morning. We'll use my lighter.
It's like the grimiest, shittiest picture you've ever seen. And somebody's like, look, it looks like shit.
This looks like shit.
Yeah, this is awful. Mezco owes me money.
And this figure's all covered in white. Make sure it's the dust from the figure from the factory and it's not other substances. Like, you don't, like, just right. Wait. Just pause. Just pause.
Just take a deep breath, everybody. We don't have to all jump on that bandwagon so quickly.
And yeah.
Take a note from, you know, it's something that D'Amazing's always said. I don't comment on figures that I don't have in hand because I don't really know. A picture doesn't do it justice. Mm-hmm. Somebody's opinion in a Discord group isn't doing it justice. It's never going to be your own personal opinion on it. So it's cool to engage in the conversation, but for anybody that doesn't have it in hand, why are you jumping on the bandwagon and saying it looks, you know, it's trash? Like, because you don't really know. You're just going off.
And at the same time, a lot of times those individuals are the same ones that we see in the comments like, oh, I can't believe you're not selling this for retail. You should sell this for retail. And if you were to find one for retail, I'm sure most of us would jump on it. Like, hey, that's why I got 6 coming my way. I'm going to pay off my freaking whatever I want. No, I don't have 6, but I have 2 coming in my way. And I'm going to be like, yep, say 1 for the Batcave and 1 to rock and 1 to stock.
Yeah, and if that guy's saying something for retail, say, hey, I respect your opinion. But if you wanted it for retail, you should have got it when you pre-ordered it.
Yeah. And waited the 3 years like I fucking did.
Yeah, and waited 3 years to get it. You don't. Why do you feel like you deserve retail?
Oh,
I'm not Hasbro.
There's no way you're going to be able to find it. Unless it's like that person's like, oh, fuck, I fucking hate this figure. And I don't care. I just want to get my money back. Okay.
Right.
But still 3 years, like
There's going to be. I know a lot of people bought extras of this because we all thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Showstopper,
yeah,
you know, and it's for like some people it is,
look
but other people,
special unicorn,
it's not. Yeah, the unicorn has finally arrived. It does exist.
Yeah. Now, do we sacrifice it at midnight? Is it at midnight where we're supposed to sacrifice the unicorn? I don't remember.
I don't know
from Legend.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it is at midnight.
I'm throwing a lot of references.
I know. I'm
out
like,
there. Yeah,
I got it.
I thought you were my movie reference.
Hey,
come on.
I was talking about a rotary phone. I know what you're talking about. All right.
Get the unicorn. You got to find the unicorn.
Another thing I think is interesting is the hate following.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Haters that are following people just to hate.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. You're like looking at and you're engaging with someone's content.
Just to hate on them?
Despite your feelings of hate for this person. And from what I've seen is haters like to creep. You know, they're like that creep song from TLC.
You remind me of that movie with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. And you're like Michael Keaton just dropping all these creepy, like, hey, stick to the waterfalls, you know, don't, or stick to the streams, you know, don't be chasing waterfalls.
Yeah. Stay close to the rivers
guys,
and the lakes that you're used to.
Yeah, creep, guys. Just creep.
Yeah, creep. Exactly. But haters like to creep, man. They want to see what you're doing. They don't want you to know about it.
Yeah.
They don't want you to know that they care. Just remember, a hater is jealous of what you have.
Yeah,
they want to bring you down to their level. They're looking for opportunities of where you're screwing up.
Yeah,
and that's why they're doing that hate following. But if you really don't like my content, then why are you following me in the first place? Why are you here? Because they are jealous of what you have.
Yeah,
they
insecurity. It's tough. Like, yeah, you see someone, you're like, oh man, I wish I could be like. To a certain extent, it's like, oh, I wish I was in their shoes. Not necessarily I wish I was them, but I wish I was in their shoes. Whether it's followers or exposure or the person that's getting free. I think the assumption is that a lot of certain individuals, influencers, enablers, whatever you want to call them, they get free stuff, right? And that may be the case with certain circumstances or scenarios, but that still doesn't balance out the time and effort that they put into it. You know, you don't see... It's like an iceberg. You're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. You're not seeing all the work, the edit, the long hours. Like, you know, one of our first episodes, we had Jay Hernandez, and he's, you know, 8 hours to put in the work on the video, and he would get a lot of hate where they're hating on his on his fingerless gloves, or they're hating because he's getting a figure for free. I'm like, but do you see all the work that's going to be behind that? Like the production level, the edits, and just the time for him to like come up. I mean, you and I both know just the thumbnail. It was just funny. I'm going to circle back to this because we had a comment on our last episode about thumbnail, but like thumbnail or like that. Creating just a title for a content. Like, hey, what are we going to talk about this week? Like just doing all that. That is time.
Time is effort. Money.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So for someone to just come up like, oh, you're a shill. Like, come on. Like that's an easy cop out. Like, put yourself in my shoes, do the work. And if you're not, I'm not going to do that. I didn't sign up for that. Okay, then just like chill the hell out. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, just think about it for a second. Why do you think they're giving the free figure?
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, because that company sees their good representation of action figures, or they like the way that they review and they want their product to be shown by this person that has a huge following. So all the work that Prime's talking about that goes on behind the scenes to make those reviews possible for you guys to eat up and then hate on
for free.
Yeah, you're not getting charged to go to YouTube
for free.
And these people are using their time, which to Prime's point, time is money. Mm-hmm. We all get paid at our jobs and we're getting paid an hourly, you know, some kind of hourly rate, whether you're salary or
right.
on the clock, you're getting paid something for your time.
Yeah, working the streets or whatever. These people aren't
getting paid anything for their time and they're still producing the content.
Right.
And that's what these companies want. They have a big following. That's what you call an influencer. Somebody has a big following that people respect their opinions.
Yeah.
So to think that they're shilling and saying things that are fake is just weird. And maybe some people are doing that. We're not saying that everybody's perfect. Maybe somebody has said something that's a little too positive about a figure because they want to make sure they're getting more figures.
It's a fine line to walk.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part, those guys are doing it because they earned it. And not because anything was just given to them.
Yep.
You know, it's not like a company's going to give you a figure and then not expect anything from it.
Right.
That's like an agreement to do some work.
Yeah.
It's like toy photographers are the same thing. People like Trevor, 1/6 shooter.
Right.
You know, Four Horsemen's not sending him figures just because they like him. They're sending him figures because they expect results.
They probably don't even like him.
Yeah. I mean, who would like Trevor, right?
Let's hate on him. He's forced himself on me. And more than one way. So I eventually had to give in and I'm like, okay, I like you. I like you. And he's like, no. And he's, you know, with his calendars, there was a note he wrote and he's like, do you like me? Circle one, yes or no.
Right.
I had to circle yes and then send it right back to him. Trevor, you know what I'm talking about, Trevor. Shout out to Trevor. I love staring at your freaking calendar.
We love amazing Trevor.
Pictures. Like, man, don't stop. If you haven't picked up a calendar, go do so. And if he's all sold out, bug him because his calendars are freaking epic.
I'm sure I'll do another one for 2024.
Yeah. I want one with just Trevor on it. All the whole every 12 months of Trevor.
Just his silhouettes.
just his silhouette. Yeah. So thumbnail, we got hate. I loved it. I got a chuckle of it.
Some of those thumbnails we create because of the goofiness, or you know, it's like we know this is going to create some kind of conversation.
Yeah.
And I know what comment you're talking about.
yeah.
Like, man, this thumbnail worst is thumbnail terrible. Ever. Yeah. I scrolled through and I didn't even realize it was you.
Good.
Part of the problem was is that I put the logo on the wrong side. I put it on the left instead of the right. So that's the hate coming back and saying, I can do this better.
Yes. You know? I loved it. But at the same time, I love that. I almost expect that from our audience. So I love that type of feedback. Tell us that the thumbnail sucks.
Yes,
but
yet
you still found it. You left a comment. You listened to the show.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Like, hells yeah. That's the type of tough love that I expect from you guys. So I like that freaking comment. I almost wanted to, that did bring a smile to my face. I'm like, that's hella funny because, I mean, that's how I would roll, like, some, you know, I don't know. It was on our level where I didn't take that to offense. I'm like, guy. Like, this, no. It was the opposite. I was like, that did give me a good hearty chuckle, a knee slapping laugh. But yeah, that was good.
Yeah. I mean, that's called constructive criticism. If you don't like something you think I could do better, tell me.
Yeah. Let us know.
That's why you ask friends about your toy photography. Does this look good? And don't look for the yes man.
And then we get into a 10-minute conversation about cropping.
Are you cropping your photos, man? Like, how dare you accuse me of cropping my photos?
I'm going to crop it right. Crop what? Yeah.
Right. I don't crop, man. All right. But it makes me think about the next photo.
Yeah.
Am I going to cut off his arms at weird spots? Because that's going to look like I cropped it.
Oh, man, that was too funny.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But it's what we're talking about. Respond with love, right?
Yep,
and that's what we're trying to say. And let's be honest, you have no idea what other people are dealing with. No clue. And if you're trying to read tone in a comment, that's the wrong way to go about it. You don't really know, even though somebody could word it a little bit better, maybe, is this comment really hateful? Or are they just confused about what I'm showing? Do they not agree with it?
Yeah.
If you respond with positivity, it can change the tone of a conversation. It helps control the narrative a little bit. You know, like, hey, I appreciate your comment. Can you elaborate on what you're talking about? Why does this suck? You know, like this is, say, a comment, this sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for responding and for helping
elaborate.
With my engagement.
Tell me more. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more. What is it about that you don't like? I want to make sure this content is great for you next time you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to throw that guy off like, whoa. Are they actually going to give you a response, or is this going to be more hateful?
Yeah.
But at least it shows how you are willing to handle yourself. You're not going to stoop to that person's level. You're going to show that you're the better man and like, okay, I'm not going to be hateful back to you.
Yeah.
I'll be positive to you and even ask you, how can I help better your experience next time?
And something that just kind of distracted me, because we're talking about haters and comments. So those listening aren't going to have an idea of what I'm talking about, but those watching, my shirt looks like it's very sparkly. Is it coming across like that? It's not sparkly. I just noticed it. It's not sparkly. It is like black and white polka dots or like, okay. See, like, as
is that
I get
a
closer,
solar system on your shirt?
No. I don't want to hear fucking comments in here. Like, oh, Josh's Prime is wearing like a bedazzled fucking shirt. I'm not. As I get closer, look at that. But I wanted to, because out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, what the fuck is so sparkly?
Like looking.
Why is? Look, as I step back, my shirt. Is it me or does my shirt look a little?
I mean,
right?
Because you said don't say my shirt's bedazzled. We're probably gonna get a comment like, Prime, is your shirt bedazzled?
What I'm thinking, the first motherfucker that comes to my mind is 78. He's gonna say some shit about my shirt,
right?
And Mario's gonna be like, oh, I have the same shirt. We got both like shiny shirts, so we can go to 796 Dance Studios. I'm just throwing it out there. Disclosure: my shirts. Look, it's not.
He let his daughter have some practice.
I don't want to get shit. I noticed
gem
it.
Machines.
Semi like in our conversation, I was like, "Is my?" And I was trying to like fix the lighting. I don't want it to come off. I'm not. It's not a sparkly shirt. It's just a regular fucking shirt, but it's somehow coming off. Like the gray diamonds or shapes on this fucking shirt are popping off. Like it's a stellar night or something. I don't know.
Thanks for clarifying, Prime.
I just wanted to throw out there because we're talking about hating comments. You know? And I know someone's going to fucking say something about my fucking shirt. That's all.
Great example. If when someone does say something about Prime's shirt, because now it's a definite thing that's going to happen.
For sure. Right. I'm going to see all these fucking comments on there. You're welcome.
He's going to respond with positivity. Like, hey, thank you for pointing that out. Let me educate you for a second. My shirt just had... I bought it that way.
I just came from the club. Like, what's up?
If you would like to know where I bought it, this store.
Yeah.
There you go. 796
Dance Studios. That's where I bought it. 796 Dance Studios.
Yes. He now specializes in clothes. He's not only the contour king, he's the clothing king.
He's a clothing king. Leotards, sparkly, non-sparkly, your choice. You're welcome. Yes. So, yeah.
But by Prime showing that he's not reactive, he's showing that that person's comment about his shirt is not worth his time.
Just taking the initiative, you know, trying to anticipate shit comments from 78. Because the last episode, he was, I don't know, he had about 20 comments. He was all over the place. Yeah, he was giving me shit about my morning routine, some other shit. Like, it was just like, Prime this, Prime that. I'm like, God damn it, this motherfucker, like, loves me.
More to come on this, but he might think that these episodes are live. And I'll have to tell you more later, Prime. These aren't live. These are pre-recorded, 78.
I love it.
Which might explain the comments, if you see.
Yeah.
Live stream comments. He's commenting as he's going.
As he's watching, he thinks we're actually there with them.
Right.
We're not here with you, 78.
These are pre-recorded, just so everybody's aware. But we appreciate the comments. That's great. That's what I'm talking about. It's the algorithm. Yeah. Even if it's a hateful comment, like, man, this show has gone downhill. thank you. that's helpful for us. It really is. I know we're spending a lot of time. We won't go on to this anymore. The most control you have, if you don't like it, delete and block.
Yeah.
Just delete it. You don't want to see that comment? Get rid of it. It's your page. You choose what happens. Mm-hmm. Block the person if you don't want to talk to them. What you shouldn't do is create a post about that person, because you're giving them all the power. Yes, I made him mad. He's putting his story three times about how I'm annoying him. This is great. I can't wait to comment on his next thing. Yeah. Just delete the comment and block the guy. Don't even give it the time of day if that's what you want to do. If you're like, I don't even want to deal with this, don't do it. Or if you're big enough, like a, I don't know, a weight or something, maybe get like a moderator in your chat. I've seen that's been very helpful. Get a friend that will help.
Or Dan Hu. Dan Hu has some Dan good Hu. Moderators.
Yeah. Get somebody that you trust that will help watch the chat and get rid of people that are being hateful. So that way you don't have to deal with it. Or they can ignore, you know, you can give people power in YouTube. That's what we're trying to say. You know, we just wanted to kind of brush the dust off. We've seen the haters are never something that's going to go away. It's always something that's going to be a consistent thing in the community. But what you can change is how you decide to deal with it, how you decide to respond. You know, and you can either not respond at all, respond with positivity, maybe be sarcastic, or just delete it. So hopefully that helps you guys. We'd love to hear some feedback from you, whether it's, you know, about the episode, about Prime Shirt, or other things that you just want to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, Prime, I had to do it.
I love it.
Yeah, leave a comment below. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know some things that bother you. What is something that you wish we would have talked about, but we didn't mention in the show? Maybe we'll bring it up on a future live or something with somebody that is hated. You know, hit that like button. Let us know that let us know that you like the episode, because we really do appreciate that. So it means a lot to us. I know it's a small gesture. That like button actually goes a long way. Those comments go a long way.
For sure.
So we're not trying to discourage you from commenting. Please comment. Comment more if you want. Mm-hmm. We love it. Okay, moving on. We will start talking about pre-orders. There's kind of been a big one from Marvel Legends recently, which gives us a lot about the upcoming movie. Almost more than I wanted to see.
Yeah.
But we're going to go ahead and show them anyways. So I think this is a new wave of Marvel Legends being announced. First one we have here is Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
I kind of like this new design.
That's cool.
It's definitely very unique. It's cool. I don't know what her name is, though. Do you know what Spider-Woman's name is?
I'm drawing a blank.
I have no clue.
We're horrible.
We're bad. Something Drew. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's Spider-Woman. We've got the new Miles. We've already seen one new Miles. This is like a different one. And I don't really know if these are specifically Marvel Legends or not, because once we get to the packaging, it looks a little weird.
It does, but it's like new packaging, just like almost like a retro packaging, but it's, I don't know. It's weird, but it is. Yeah,
kind of like a new retro almost. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like a 90s retro.
Mm-hmm.
Older Miles. I like how he's got kind of the blue accents in his suit. A little different. The
articulation is a little crazy. There's a lot of cuts where...
A lot of cuts.
Almost,
you can see them.
Yeah, it makes... I don't know. I don't know if it cheapens the figure or it makes it cooler.
To me, it kind of does.
To me, it does. It makes it seem more like a little kid toy. A cool wave. I'm just like, eh.
But I've never been a fan of these kind of cuts.
No.
Because you're taking a lot out of the body. When you bend it all that way, you're hiding a huge portion of like that solar plex right there.
Yeah.
It would be better if they just had a clean cut right across. Or one that's a little bit higher on his chest. Because that's another weird thing. It's like, why are you putting the articulation right in the middle of his body? Put it at his chest, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives you a good glance of his new suit.
Mm-hmm.
You got the new Peter B. Parker, which he looks like very similar from his first appearance.
Yeah.
Maybe Peter B. Parker's retired now. He's just chilling in his sweatpants, but
no shoes, no socks.
Not very exciting on that one. Spider-Gwen, and this is the new packaging we're talking about. I guess it does say Marvel Legends. I didn't notice that before.
Yeah.
But I thought these were some kind of other line from Hasbro when I first saw this.
Yeah, and it goes back to they're going back to plastic. I don't know. It's like,
it's weird, because we just switched to windowless.
Didn't we do windowless? Now we're going back to window.
This Spider-Punk.
Spider-Punk's pretty cool, but I don't know.
Pretty cool.
It has a very animated, and I'm sure it's movie influenced, right?
So yes.
Again, I'm sure I'm going to be crazy once I see the movie, but it seems too much like a toy to me. It's yes. too much. And maybe if Mafex was to do it, it would be a little bit cleaner, smoother. But I'm a fan of Spider-Punk. I have the other Marvel Legends Spider-Punk on the other mm-hmm. body. I don't know if it's just because it's too skinny. And maybe that's the way he is in the movie. Again, I haven't, like, you know, the movie has a very particular style, but right. I think other companies have captured that a little bit better, like Mafex or Sentinel.
Mm-hmm. So yes, he definitely an updated look for Spider-Punk.
Right.
Looks a little skinny. And I think it's hard with, like, to some of your points with animated transforming it into like a real world action figure. Yeah. It's always going to look a little off because it doesn't really fit the world that it's a part of.
Right.
So yeah, I hope when we see the movie, like,
they have really long, lanky limbs, yes. but then like short, stubby body. But again, like certain imports have captured that really well. Mafex, right. the Miles Morales was a little too skinny, but like Sentinel, man, they did a killer job on that Miles Morales. So
mm-hmm. you have the Spot. I don't really know much about the Spot. Is he like a comic character? Or is he from?
Yeah. No, he's a comic character. It's just kind of like one of those weird villains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's definitely going to be in the movie because we see this figure here. But to your point, very lengthy.
Yeah.
In a big round body.
Yeah.
It looks weird. There's Miles with the unmasked head. There's Spider-Gwen again. Sorry, a lot of these photos are probably repeating. We got Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah.
Which is a beefier take on him. He doesn't usually look that broad in his shoulders. Again, I think what Prime was talking about, getting an animated look and transferring it into a real world figure.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks a little weird. It does. The proportions are a little off. His head looks small. His chest looks huge.
And obviously that's the way he is in the movie, but it just doesn't I don't know. To me, it feels too much like a little kid's toy.
Right.
And again, like maybe other companies will capture that same essence. Cause again, Sentinel did a great job with Peter B. Parker and Miles, but mm-hmm. they weren't that exaggerated, where you can see from the previews that Spider 2099, like this Miguel O'Hara, he does look like that in the movie. He had like a really big chest and really, again, that's the style of the animation, but mm-hmm. sometimes it doesn't really translate that great into the figures. But who knows? I mean, this just encourages me or gets me excited that Mafex or Sentinel, the import companies, are going to do, you know, their own takes on these Spider-Man figures. And to me, I'm like, okay, the accessories are going to be killer. Hopefully the portraits are going to be good because Sentinel so far, they've been killing it. Mm-hmm. Mafex, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But yeah.
I'm hoping we'll have pictures of the Cyborg.
Yeah, well. And then hopefully other companies too. You know, you never know. Like, what other
looks like they don't.
What other companies or third parties will take on the Spider-Man?
I think let's see. Lost Cause, thank you for posting these. By the way, I wanted to get a photo of these the Cyborg Spider Woman.
Oh, that's
Cyborg Spider Woman.
It's a hefty woman.
Yeah, a gender change for the figure.
Huh.
Which. Is it's, the Spider-Woman cool we just saw turn into this?
Or maybe
this looks like a very beefy woman.
She's been working out.
And his design is just so different from what I'm used to.
I like it.
I do like it. He kind of looks like a Bane-ish cyborg Spider-Man a bit.
It's like Bane had a baby with Max Payne.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not Max Payne, Mad Max.
Mad Max. I said pretty much. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know. You know, Mad Max and Bane had a baby. Yeah,
but it's cool. You know, it's up. I don't think it's up for pre-order yet, but we should see that soon. Well, we talked about this briefly, but this is officially up for pre-order now. Avengers 60th anniversary Marvel Legends Iron Man.
Really cool
model number one. Pretty cool figure.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome articulation for being such a beefcake that he is.
Yeah.
I like this a lot. If you're a big Iron Man fan, this is one of those armors that you've been missing in your collection for a long time.
One. Yeah. They haven't done one like that since Toy Biz. So that's a cool one.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. It looks bland, but it just looks, I like the design.
Yeah. Same here.
We've got some new NECA Dungeons and Dragons figure, Ultimate Zarak. I don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, but this does look really cool. I like the goblin face.
It would go good with a certain line that we don't speak of.
The line who must not be named, but you all know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
it would go great with those figures.
Yep.
Looks like he comes with some science equipment.
Very cool. Great accessories.
The head sculpt's really very unique.
Again, NECA's killing it.
Yeah, I mean, NECA just continues to impress me with their figures. There's that one, and then we've got the Ultimate Strongheart figure.
Cool.
So the good guy
resembles something. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. If only if someone would take pictures of this type of figure and then put it on the calendar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, something like, I don't know. Fantasy-based?
Horses and goblins and bears and lions.
We need a line like that for sure. Now, these would go great with Legions.
Yeah, of course.
These would go really good with Legions. I think they're probably going to be a bit bigger because they're from NECA.
Yeah.
But, man, this guy fits right in. So does the goblin we just looked at.
Yeah.
In addition, not from NECA, but we also got Dungeons & Dragons Golden Archive Owlbear. So this must be one from the new movie coming up.
Yeah.
Sticking on the Dungeons and Dragons theme. A big bearish.
That looks freaking cool.
Owl.
Yeah.
He is creepy. That's not a thing coming, I would be terrified. This is from Hasbro, yeah.
Yeah, that looks really freaking cool.
Pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see them doing some like very new stuff.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't resemble anything that I'm familiar that they've created before.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, they also released some of their other monsters. Golden Archive Xanathar.
That was cool.
This guy is nuts.
Reminds me of that evil dude from Marvel's Capcom.
Yes.
The green
eye, you're talking about.
Purple sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy looking. I like how he comes with a little fish.
That's cool. A couple of good
articulated
props.
Jaw. Yeah. Some really cool props.
Yeah,
something very unique and different from Hasbro. And then the other one that they revealed is the Displacer Beast.
Very cool.
So it looks like Cerebus. Yeah, kind of, but
mixed
with
like a little horror shop of.
Yeah, shop of horrors. What is that thing called? I want to say Venomous Tentacula, but that's from Hogwarts.
it looks like a Venus.
Venus flytrap. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Kind of a crazy looking beast.
That's cool. Yeah.
Just tells you that movie's probably going to be pretty crazy. A lot of different beasts and stuff. And it looks like Hasbro is going pretty full bore with the figures. Cool. So not a whole lot of new stuff right now.
Yeah.
That I'm aware of, at least from pre-orders, unless there's something I missed. But if we did miss it, we'll get it on the next time.
Yeah.
How about Plastic Confessions? Do you have anything
for the week? Another chip. Because I'm waiting for my 89 Batman.
And we're both getting chips this week, people.
Chip time. Let's go. Let's cash in our chips.
Yeah, double
hopefully
chip
next
time.
Week it won't be chip time.
7 days of sobriety without figures.
Yeah. They're all in transit. I have like 3 figures in transit.
I do too. I just got charged for Huntress from HLJ.
Nice.
Mezco 89 Batman's on the way.
Yep.
Should have it tomorrow because it's shipping from Jersey? Washington.
Oh, really? Yours is... Man, mine's is from Jersey.
Really? Oh, man. I was going to say you should have yours like no time.
I mean, who knows? That's what the FedEx thing just says, shipping level created, and it said New Jersey. So.
Okay. Well, yeah.
We'll see.
Sorry, guys. No new figures this week. We're trying to respect the budget life.
That's right.
By not adding more figures than what we need. We just had an episode about keeping ourselves in check, doing a pulse check. If you missed that one, go check it out. It came out last Sunday, which makes me want to remind you, if you're not subscribed, make sure you guys subscribe to the Figure Booth. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss when we go live or post new episodes. So when you're watching another new episode, you're like, what? They talked about the pulse check.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. If you have a notification bell on, you would know about that.
That's right. Ding, ding.
Nasty Nate's dirty trick for the week. This one's just going to, and I probably said this before, practice posing.
Yeah.
Practice. Yes. If you have figures around you when you work like I do, take one and pose it.
Yeah.
Try different poses. It seems like a silly thing, but a lot of people don't play with their figures. Mm-hmm. They don't mess with them. They just let them sit on the shelf, and then they try to do a photo, and it's got this weird static pose, and it looks off. You know, what? There you go. That's a different pose. He's punching somebody. You're getting ready to fight.
He's like,
but and why I say that is because you could put all the effort into the lighting and have a great background, and your camera's nice, and everything looks great about the photo. You've got everything thought out, but then you do a pose and it just looks off. You know, his legs the wrong way, or he's punching someone and the body's not moving the right way. Yeah, there's another good pose right there. But you could do that the wrong way, you know, which is like looking very weird or something. I don't know what, but you can make that pose look a lot worse. Mm-hmm. If you're not posing things right, you know, if you've got like Spider-Man just looking like this in your photo or something, like, yeah, what's happening here? I don't understand. And that's the thing that people are going to focus on the most is the bad pose.
Yeah.
You can't unsee it. And when you see the bad pose and what's wrong with it, it's the thing that you look at every single time you're going to look at that person's photo. So practice your posing. That's another great pose with Spidey. See, Prime showing you how to do the right way. But yeah, just practice your posing. You'd be surprised how hard it is to pose figures if you don't do it very often. So that when you go try to set up a shot, it's not as difficult for you if you're practicing. Or before you even shoot, get a pose in mind that you want to look at and you want to see, and you have an idea in your head. Get that down first. Get it exactly how you want it. And then think about how you're going to create the shot. That's how I do a lot of my photos. Is I start with the pose, and then I create the shot around it. So just practice your posing. Awesome. Yeah. Prime showing us how to pose correctly.
Just chilling on the couch.
Just chilling on the
Sofa, on the love chair.
On the love chair. Yeah, that's what I want to call it.
This is definitely a love chair.
Yes. I agree. Where'd you get that from? Where's that chair from?
I think I got it on AliExpress.
Oh, okay.
Like years ago. It's so freaking heavy. That. Yeah.
Really? Is it like...
I got it just so I'm like, oh, I'll take pictures. Nope, never taken a shot of it. It's just sitting here on my desk.
It's hard to find a good chair. That's why I'm like, hey, where'd you get that? Yeah. I might want to get one myself.
Yeah, AliExpress.
Okay. AliExpress people, if you liked the cow chair, go get one yourself. But yeah, just practice your posing, people. That's all I'm really going to say this week. Seems like a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised how many people have weird poses in their shots, and it really sticks out like a sore thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we asked you guys to give us some figure aficionado recommendations, and you did not disappoint.
Oof, here we go.
Yeah, we got quite a few from Customs by Machu.
There you go.
Luke.
Nice.
I can't remember his Instagram name. I Fought a Lion, I think is what it is. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He's helped us before.
Nice.
Got a couple others.
Way to come through, people.
Thank you guys for that. You answered the call, and we really do appreciate it. We just don't want me and Prime picking these all the time.
Nope.
We want you guys to help us pick. So for this week, we did get a Figure Aficionado nominated by Cupsons by Machu. Let's go ahead and check out who we've got this week. This one's a little bit different. Not just in toy photography, but a toy customizer, which we don't give enough love.
Yeah.
And I think they deserve it, especially this guy here. Morning Woof.
Woof.
Woof. Woof, excuse
like
me.
Woof. Thunder Mifflin, Woof?
Yes. Morning
Woof. I'm going to woof you right now.
Morning Woof designs and customs, artist, designer, and a toy customizer.
Nice.
And right now he's working on some gem figures, Gem and the Holograms figures.
Oh my
and
goodness, just killer work.
This looks like a production figure to me. This is insane.
Yeah.
We have a custom Rhea right now. I think this is one of his many custom Gem and the Hologram figures he's going to make. But not only did he make the figure, he made the little like drum stand.
Yeah, that's for the man. Figure. That's killer.
It's awesome. It looks great. I wouldn't even be able to tell where he started, what body did he use for this, where did he get the hair from, how did he get the rose petal
pattern on
clothing. I don't know how he did all that
magic,
but it came out
sorcery.
Great. yeah there's some other pictures of it. This is the source material and what it actually came out looking like.
Some company hire this man right here.
Seriously. Yeah, this guy's got some serious skill. Oh, here we go. You can see the process. And
wow. It's just amazing how so many freaking talented individuals out there in the community.
Yeah, it really is. Crazy. There's some other customs. This one is a custom Aja.
Nice.
Another gem in the hologram figure. Looks great. Set. Really fits the theme. This is a custom shot.
And I love the post. It's clean and the reference pictures. Like,
yeah,
so professional.
Yeah, it tells you exactly what's going on here. Like, why is he posting this photo? Oh, it's a custom. Dang. Yeah. Look at the source material. It looks so accurate.
Yeah, source material is great.
Yeah. This is another one. Got a custom Kimber.
Jeez.
On the keys. I love how he created the instruments with the figure.
Yeah.
This one we were looking at before the show.
Oh, yeah.
A forearm. That is insane. It looks really good.
And a lot of us out there, we need a forearm to complete that team. Like, come on. Give us a forearm.
Yeah, this looks great. Yeah,
this is coming. We need this.
He definitely used a Hercules body.
Yeah.
But the fact that he added two extra big arms.
Yeah.
That must not have been easy.
No, that's perfect right there. It's like that's the forearm from the comics.
Yeah. He looks great.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend a lot of time. Here's a Tila, custom Tila that he did.
Killer.
Another just great representation of this guy's skill. And he just goes on and on. If you go through his page, here's Jem herself.
Like all his posts. Let's just flood him with likes. And the crazy thing is, the accuracy, it's like a lot of times that's what the criticism comes. Like, oh, it's not, accurate to a specific comic or a specific era or the show. But I love that he's using his source material. It's like, here's where I'm basing this custom off, and it's dead on. So I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just goes on and on. You guys can scroll through his feed. He's got so many great representation of his skill.
Yep.
Go give him a follow. Go like his stuff. He definitely deserves it. Shout out to you, Morning Wolf.
Yeah.
And thank you, Customs by Machu, for the nomination. We really do appreciate that. If you guys are listening, you're like, hey, I know a customizer that makes some awesome photos.
Uh-huh.
Let us know. DM me, DM Prime, DM our Figure Booth account.
Yeah.
On Instagram, if you're not following that, make sure you guys are followed. Just like if you would subscribe, make sure you follow our Instagram account as well. That's where we post about new episodes. If there's changes in the schedule, that kind of thing. We don't want you guys to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you're going to be a little disappointed to know that this is the end of the episode.
We made it to the end.
You've made it.
That's it.
And hopefully you're not hating.
No, don't. And if you do, leave it down below in the comments. But exit to your left. And thank you for enjoying the ride with us. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Hey, there you go. And if you want to keep up.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said, if you want to keep up with me, you can catch me all under Prime to the First on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
If you want to keep up with me, at figurefan_Nate on Instagram and Facebook. And if you didn't like the episode, which I was going to say, let us know in your hateful comments down below. Yeah. We'd love to hear from you and respond positively. Thank you so much for everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Till next time, guys.